What's up? We're back with the second episode of Midwest Punks. I'm Carl. I'm here with Brian.
What's up?
Yep, we're here in Lakeshore Public Radio Studios in Maryville, Indiana. We both work here. We started this podcast because we're big fans of punk. We've been into the scene for years and always finding new bands. And Brian and I discovered that one time we were sitting here talking about music. And Brian said, hey, that'd be a good idea for a podcast. So here we go. We're trying it out. Two episodes right now. Today I think we were just going to cover some local bands that Brian and I were familiar with that we know have connections to. One has connections to Northwest Indiana, two to the Chicago area. We might stray off a little bit and talk about some other bands just because so many bands in this area are kind of intertwined and connected and have history together. So we're just going to kind of get into it and see where it goes. But we hope you enjoyed some of the music we're playing and that you'll follow us on Facebook and give us some suggestions and things like that. Brian, you got anything to add before we get into the
scene? Hopefully people enjoy the show. And if you have any bands or anything you want to see, you know, or hear, you know, let us know. Definitely hit us up on our Facebook page and, you know, come on, you know, let us know. I don't know if we're going to be able to call in or anything just yet, but we're working on that, and hopefully, if you got any suggestions for the show,
we'll just go with the flow and
give
see
us some
what
info,
we,
yeah,
yeah. And Brian and I talk, you know, we don't get out to a lot of shows nowadays, but we definitely will try to get out to some more. And
getting old, I don't go out to many shows.
I just got a kid at home, so it's a little hard to get out as much. But luckily, my wife lets me go. And sometimes, if I just buy the tickets and happen to have to, you know, no, I have to go. The tickets are here, so. But we're definitely going to try and get out a lot of more local scenes. We know there's some cool places down in Indy that we've seen on Facebook. Over, obviously, in the city, there's a lot of venues. Brian's familiar with 350 Fest.
Oh, yeah, 350 Fest is right by my house. They've been doing a lot of stuff. A lot of local Chicago bands playing there, like Naked Ray Gun.
And I've never been there, but when you're talking about it, it sounds really cool. And definitely something worth checking out. It sounds like they got some stuff in the works too, right?
They have a venue that they're setting up, Insanity Factory, that they have over
nice.
There. I think it's open now. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm hoping they start doing some more punk shows over there, and you know, we can start seeing the bands that they have at their 350 Fest kind of showing up there. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, and we can definitely make a quick trip over the state line, and well, for you it's back home, but for me over the straight line, over the state line, and we can see some shows and get out there a little bit more. This is all stuff we're kind of in the works on, and we're trying to just kind of make this a really cool, laid back podcast with some good music, and hope that you'll enjoy and send some suggestions along the way. Pretty
for
much,
sure.
So, like I said, today we were going to just kind of cover. We have a few bands on our list. We'll see what we get to. One of them that Brian and I had recently started talking about, and I knew I'd heard them, and I knew I listened to them for a while in the past, and they sounded so familiar, and I just couldn't put in my head where I had heard them at, and it was bugging me really bad, because I was like, I know I've seen these guys, they sound so familiar, you know, and I just couldn't think of it. But in looking into stuff, I realized they played at Festival of the Lakes, which is here in Hammond. It's an annual event that happens here in Hammond, and they played there. It was 2018, so not this past summer, but the summer prior to that. They were one of the opening bands for Chevelle, another really cool band that I enjoy some songs from them, and I've seen them a few times at different events and concerts too. And then actually a buddy of mine, his band, my buddy Billy Cox, he's got one of his music projects, a band is called Zombie Schoolboy, and they opened for them too, so that was really cool getting to see Billy up there on the big stage in front of everybody at Festival of the Lakes, which is a really cool event. But that's where I saw Lights Over Bridgeport. So have you ever seen them, Brian? Or?
I've never seen them live, no. Just stuff I've heard online, so.
They have a lot of energy. I can remember that they really turned up the energy level and got people ready for Chevelle to come out. And it's a little weird at Festival of the Lakes. I remember it was kind of odd. I mean, it's a nice open place. It's a big, like, basically just a field, and there's a huge stage, and you can get really close. One of the perks of being here at Lakeshore Public Radio, we're a sponsor, so we get some VIP passes usually. So when there's some good music.
Maybe
it's really
cool.
Maybe we
can give some of those away.
Exactly. We'll see who's playing this year. We've got to wait for them to, I don't know when they usually drop the lineup, but it's got to be coming up soon because this happens in July, I think. So we'll see who's playing. Maybe we can do something with that. And that's something we'll always try to do too, is put some free tickets out on Facebook. But yeah, Festival of Lights, really cool event. Sublime with Rome was there that same year. They played a couple days after Chevelle headlined, so that was cool. So yeah, there's just so many cool places like that, and so many up the road from you. What's the other venue? I always forget. The outdoor one you have.
Used to be called the World, the Tweeter Center.
Yeah, because it used to be the Midwest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's a really cool place.
It's a Hollywood casino amphitheater now.
That's what it is. Yeah. So have you been to any shows there at all?
I've not recently.
Yeah.
Usually if I end up going up there, it's like Boys to Men is in town and somebody's got some tickets and we end up just going to see them.
I've gotten dragged to quite a few country concerts with my wife there.
Yeah,
so
see a lot of that.
Yep, I always enjoy those. But
my house is within 5 minutes of the place, so I see the crowd of people, so I kind of can see just by going to the gas station who's playing. And
open the windows and get some music in your house. Yeah,
for sure.
I went over this last summer, though. Actually, I had a decent year of concerts this last summer, and I saw it was Korn was there. It was kind of throwback to Korn. One of my buddies, Zach, is more into metal and stuff. So it was them and, what was it, Alice in Chains, I think. Alice in Chains and Korn were there.
I remember that show,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was still fun, cool event. And that's what we're saying. There's so many cool places out here. And now there might be new venue to go to at 350. So that'll be cool to see. But yeah, Lights Over Bridgeport, they rocked out at Festival of the Lakes. And I think they rock out pretty much anywhere they go. So I'm looking forward
to see them live. That'd be a good show.
Yeah, so. I know they just played at, I think, Reggie's in Chicago, and it was like a Saturday night. I kind of saw it last minute and almost thought about just trying to sneak out of the house and go up there, but I didn't. But I'm definitely going to keep an eye out where they're playing next, and maybe we'll hit that up or something.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
But yeah, they're a good band. They're right from here. Their hometown is Hammond, Indiana. So, I mean, you don't get a lot closer than that. I mean, right down route. US 30 from us. So, and one of the funny things I saw about them is that they always get asked about their name, like what's the significance of Bridgeport and why is there lights over it? And they've just said that they just chose it because they liked the way it sounded. So simple as that, keeping it, it's about the music and, they were influenced by rock and punk and metal stuff. So,
I think the singer saw a Face to Face show. I saw something about that. And when he was 14,
kind of what
Ben drew him in. I'm going to be in a punk band someday, and here they are.
Like you and I in the last show, we went over the bands that got us into it. We just didn't start our own bands; we just started a podcast. So but it's the bands that got us into it. So that's cool. Yeah, I know that that they just they have a variety of different music. They've been around for years. They got a couple albums out there. I think their most recent was 2017. It was an album, Good Grief. So I know that, like I said, since we've been talking about them more, they're on my YouTube playlist and everything, so I've been hearing them more lately. But yeah, they get around. They open for a lot of bands. They play a lot of local venues. So definitely someone that maybe we can reach out to and get them to come in or call in.
Oh, that'd be awesome, yeah.
Something like that. So, so with that, I mean, that's kind of the rundown on Lights Over Bridgeport. If you're not familiar with them, check them out. They got a Facebook page. They're obviously all over online. You can buy their songs, listen to their songs, buy an album, follow them on Facebook, see them live, and maybe you'll run into Brian or I there at the show. So
come by, say hi.
Yeah, so you want to get into it? I know I sent you a couple songs. I don't know which one you got first to pull
have,
up.
We Saving April.
Yeah, so we'll play a couple, but yeah, they're good. These are all radio appropriate. We double-checked, so we shouldn't have any problems there. But yeah, so we'll give you a little taste of some Lights Over Bridgeport with a couple songs here.
All right, here we go.
Feels like it's
right, yeah. So that was Saving April from Lights Over Bridgeport, and that's one I really enjoy from them, and it's off their 2017 album Good Grief. It's a pretty cool music video too. I mean, they have quite a few out there that are actual music videos they've put together. Brian and I were talking while the song was playing, and I think they're unsigned right now, but they're really an active band, and they have a lot of good songs out, and definitely looking forward to seeing them. We're going to play another one off their 2013 album. It's called Prayers and Eulogies. The song is called Automatic. Brian, I'm not sure if you've heard this one, but it's a... Have you heard this one at all, Brian?
No, I haven't.
No. Yeah, so it's a good one. Same kind of feel, and they're really, like I keep saying, they're high energy, they're fast, all the stuff that I really like in a punk band. So, you want to pull up Automatic and
yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool. So that was Automatic from Lights Over Bridgeport, the first band we're covering on the show today, and pretty cool song.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah, I just noticed he has the Face to Face shirt on in that video. It's pretty cool.
That's what we were saying. Like so many of the bands that we around this area have just history together, and some of them play together. Mm-hmm. They've been on different shows together, things like that. So always cool. And I think there's some good lyrics in that song, and they definitely make some songs that have powerful lyrics in them, so that's part of what I like about them too. That they're fast, they're hard. So there's another song, last song we were gonna play from Lights Over Bridgeport right now. It's called True North, and it's off their 2015 album Trenches. I know when I first saw this, I thought it was a cover because Bad Religion has a song called True North, and And I was like, oh, they're covering Bad Religion's song. But no, it's their song True North, and it's really got a really good message to it too. So another good one. And we'll let you take a listen. And
all right, here we go.
Lights Over Bridgeport with True North, and Brian and I were kind of rocking out here in the studio while we were listening to it, talking about, again, at Festival of the Lakes, was, you know, really cool venue, and hopefully we'll catch them playing around here somewhere in the near future and get to that. I know the one thing that was weird about Festival of the Lakes to me, and it might have just been, I don't remember seeing any signs or anything, but there was no mosh pit or anything at Festival of Lakes. I don't know if they just somehow
I haven't been, so I don't know.
The crowd not to.
Is it a good place for it? I mean,
is there a bad place for it?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, but no, I mean, it was just, I don't know if they, made some kind of announcement at the beginning. I don't remember hearing or seeing or doing anything, and we were all kind of waiting for a pit to start somewhere, and it just didn't. But when we were talking about the Hollywood Amphitheater in Tinley Bayou, whatever,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like at a slanted hill.
Yeah.
And the grassy area. And when we were there with corn and stuff, I mean, you're moshing on the side of the hill and it had rained like the day before.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty dangerous. But it was fun. I didn't get hurt. So, you know, I'm getting older, but still bouncing back, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
A lot of mudslides and people are always walking out of that place looking like
the security guards literally just made a ring around the pit and mm-hmm. they would push you back into the pit because they were just trying, you know, like you fall a certain way and you're just like rolling downhill. Somebody's got to stop you. You're going to start taking out people who are laying in the lawn. So, but no, yeah, that gets me all pumped up. I like a good pit. So, yeah, we have another band we were going to talk about today, another local band. Who do you got up next?
Alkaline Trio.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. They're touring with Bad Religion right now. They're on mm-hmm. Epitaph, which is a Bad Religion label. But they're touring with them, and they're coming to Chicago. I think it's in April. Oh, yeah, we were looking at it, and it says it's sold out on their
yep.
Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah, we were taking a look.
I'm sure we can find some tickets somewhere. But, man, they've been around quite a while, too. I think they're from Chicago, and they've been around since, like, 96, so, like, late 90s. They got a lot of albums out there, and they were influenced by your favorite or one of your favorite bands, Naked Ray Gun.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they a lot of influence from them. I had a little trouble getting into Alkaline Trio when they first started. They were a little too emo for me.
I could see that. Yeah.
Depressing kind of. But now I love them. It was just a change.
Yeah, and I think that's something that they dealt with because in reading about them, a lot of their fans kind of felt that they kind of strayed away from the punk genre more. And then they released an album in 2010 called This Addiction. And that was supposed to be like them returning to the punk roots. And they were trying to channel their Screeching Weasel and Naked Ray Gun inner voices with that and get back to the punk music. And but I think, you know, I enjoy listening to them. I'm fine with them. I'm sure I've seen them opening for somebody at some place too, or, you know, at a Warped Tour or something like that. But yeah, I wasn't really into them a lot when I was,
it took me a minute. I wasn't expecting the dark lyrics, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of the.
Yeah. But no, I mean, they got some, they got some good fast songs too. So there's a couple that
depends on the album you're listening to.
I think they have a new one. Their new album came out in like 2018. I think it's called Demon in Division because that's the name of the song. But I think that's off the album. I think that's the album. But it came out in 2018, so that's their most recent.
Listen to it
one.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and good. So I think that's why they're relevant to tour with Bad Religion right now. But that would definitely be a good show. So I'm gonna see if I can get there for sure.
If we can find some tickets.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So, well, we got a couple songs we'll play for you from Alkaline Trio. They're from Chicago, another Midwest band, and that's what we're doing here is showing you some good music with ties to the Midwest. So,
all right, let's get this started here.
I've been close to you. It's been a long time since I've been sad. It's been a while since I've really spent time with you. Wish I could take back the times that I had. The only thing that you ever really did for me is make me all so miserable. And the hope that I never see your face again is anything but questionable. I hope this is goodbye. I hope this is goodbye. Time when I thought you were a friend of me. I think the times I was probably just drunk. If they offered a test that I'd be a good friend, I'd put money down that you'd surely flunk. The only thing that you ever really took from me were my records to sell them for dope. Now all I have left is this heart and my chest and my happiness helping me cope. I hope this is goodbye. I hope this is goodbye. This is goodbye. Yeah, this is goodbye. to you. It's been a long time since I've been sad. It's been a while since I really spent time with you. Wish I could take back the times that I had. The only thing that you ever really did for me was make me oh so miserable. The hope that I never see your face again is anything but questionable. There was a time when I thought you were a friend of me. I think the times I was probably just drunk. They offered a test of being a good friend. I put money down that you should have won. The only thing that you ever had took from me were my records that I never knew. Now all I have left is this heart and my chest. Join this heart and see how many become. I hope this is goodbye. Yeah, I hope this is goodbye. I hope this is goodbye.
That was a song from Alkaline Trio. That was Jake Down Green Beer is what the name of the song was. It was off a 2007 album from them. And again, they're some local guys from Chicago who have made it pretty big. Like we were talking about, they're going to be touring with Bad Religion. They've been around for a long time, since like the late 90s. Real influenced by some other local Chicago Midwest punk bands, and they just released a new album, 2018, and they're going to be coming around. So right now they're going around the country. It's got to be a pretty good feeling to be touring with Bad Religion if you were trying to be an aspiring punk band. So,
oh yeah,
you ever seen Bad Religion?
I did. I saw them at a Lollapalooza after show a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a midnight show. I think they were supposed to go on at midnight, and they didn't go on until like 1 a.m. So, like I said, I'm getting a little too old for that.
Told somebody to wake you up when they start playing.
Take a nap in the back.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
But yeah, they put on an awesome show.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah. I saw them back. I think it was like a 2008 Warped Tour. I was with a bunch of friends, and none of them are really familiar with Bad Religion, but when I saw Bad Religion was at the other stage, I was like, oh, I got to get over there. So went there, and yeah, they tear it up on stage, and their crowd gets going, and they're a really cool band. One, again, that's been around forever, so they're one of the kind of iconic punk bands, and, you know, some really good songs that, you know, we covered some in the last episode, and I'm sure we'll cover more at some point, but definitely another band worth checking out, Bad Religion, Alkaline Trio. We just got done with Lights Over Bridgeport, so that's our whole purpose here, Brian.
That's right, yeah. Hopefully we're going to try to get a Spotify list together. You know, you want to check out these bands, we'll probably have them all the tracks listed there.
So. Yeah, because you said that'd make it easier for somebody to jump on Facebook and click the link, and you can hear all the songs that we talked about. Maybe we'll throw some more on. I mean, right now on the show, we're trying to keep it radio appropriate. We are a public radio station, NPR affiliate, so we have to make sure that we're being careful. So we're trying to make everything radio appropriate. We're trying to make this a pretty smooth podcast. Second episode in, Brian and I are still learning, and we're lucky to have some people here at Lakeshore. Last time we had Jose helping us. Right now we have D helping us in the studio. So they're kind of holding our hands right now. But
thank you, D.
At some point, Brian and I will be able to walk on our own and do it ourselves. But we'll get better as we go, and just bear with us and rock out, right? So you got another song queued up with Alkaline Trio?
I do, yeah.
What you got?
Demon and Vision.
Okay, nice. That's off the new album. Cool.
All right, let's hear it.
I got some poison on the brain, and I'm not scared, I'm not ashamed.
ashamed no more. Magic and white shame, and I lost everything, everything, everything but the pain. I said my life finally stopped, and I slept through a torn apart of chances of stealing your heart that sunless morning. I got my style underneath streets with a demon and a vision. Been dodging bullets and dirty loves all fucking.
Demon and Division from Alkaline Trio, one of their newer songs,
yeah, that's definitely it's picked up a bit. Their earlier albums are a lot more macabre,
yeah,
sounding.
Yeah, and I think that's it. And the next song we'll play is from their 2010 album, which is called This Addiction, and the song was called This Addiction, and that's the one that we were talking about earlier that's supposed to have kind of gotten them back to the punk roots a little bit more, so you can hear the difference in it. I mean, not everybody's gonna like the same bands, and there's bands that, you know, hit harder than others. Some have better lyrics than others. I mean, just, you know, keep an open mind and just enjoy the music, you know, that's what I say. So
yeah, I definitely, like, these guys have been doing a lot of stuff, you know, around Chicago for a while now, and they play with other bands, you know. 88 Fingers Louie was, you know, I think the drummer or somebody was part of that for a while. And I think that back in 2015 they played with Blink 182 for a little while.
Yeah.
Three shows with them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's got to be good for them to get with somebody again. Blink 182's been around for so long, and they've had some really big hits, but they started out as a smaller punk band too, and so they, you know, Blink 182's got to be one of their icons that they probably looked up to when they got into it, and so they playing with Blink 182, playing with Bad Religion. I mean, it's they're doing pretty well for themselves. So
for sure, yeah.
We got one more band we want to get to after this one for sure. So let's cue up the last song from Alkaline Trio. What do you got?
This Addiction. Here goes. We'll be right back.
like heroin. I feel you coursing through my veins. I was trying to kick this addiction. I swear I'll never kick again. Won't ever kick again. Methadone I took to get me through the day. Now I'm trying to find my way back home, staying clean along the way. Hold out for the real thing.
And that was This Addiction by Alkaline Trio off the 2010 album, same name as the song. And like we've been saying, they're playing with, they're touring the country right now with Bad Religion. They're coming to Chicago April 18th at Radius, Alkaline Trio and Bad Religion. If you go to the event on their Facebook page, it says it's sold out. I would definitely keep an eye out, though. People are always, plans are changing. People are sharing other links to tickets on there, so I'm definitely going to try and find something to a way to get some tickets, so that might be a good one for people to get to. And like I said, it's April 18th. You can find it on Facebook. Pretty good show to attend. So that was Alkaline Trio. We got another band we're gonna play a few songs from. This one's been around a little longer, so
yeah. They started in 87.
Yep. And that's Screeching Weasel.
Yeah, Screeching Weasel.
Yeah, one of the influential punk bands from back in the day. There's a documentary about punk in the Midwest. When this song's playing, I'll try and find the name of it because I can't think of it right now. But and they're in that documentary talking a lot about the scene and how it was in Chicago and stuff, because they were just real influential. So I think they're from Prospect Heights, which is basically Chicago.
Northside, yeah.
Northside, mm-hmm. Yeah. They've had a lot of albums over the years. So I found that they put out their first album in 87.
Yeah, with 13 studio albums.
Yeah, in 87. I mean, they've been putting out albums as long as I've been alive. So it's right. pretty good for them. They supposedly have another one. If you follow their Facebook page, they have a new album coming out in 2020. So that'll be interesting to see another.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah. Sure. And a cool thing, like last episode, we were talking about the albums where Rancid and NoFX were kind of covering each other's songs.
Yeah.
I was telling you about it earlier, but there's an album that Screeching Weasel did where they just covered Ramones songs. And there were two other bands that it was a label that had this idea to do this, and it was Screeching Weasel did one album, the Vindictives did an album, and then the Queers did another album, and they each just covered Ramones songs. So Ramones, one of my favorite bands, that was on my list last episode. So interesting.
And the Queers too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They just said that they played some of the songs a little faster than the Ramones did, because Ramones were a little slow and poppy, but they just sped them up a little bit. But other than that, they were like, we're not going to mess with those songs. So that's a cool album to hear somebody's take on a iconic band like Ramones. But yeah, so we got a few songs we're going to play here. This one's titled...
Chicago.
Yeah, so they're talking about the city, and obviously being Midwest, Chicago's one of the go-to cities for events and all that kind of crowd. So let's hear what they have to say about the city here.
Yeah, let's check it out.
So that was Chicago from Screeching Weasel, a little different sound than Lights Over Bridgeport and Alkaline Trio, but they've influenced a lot of bands, including Lights Over Bridgeport and Alkaline Trio. They've been around for a while, and they have a lot of albums, and they're still doing it. They're still putting out albums. They're still playing local shows. As I was saying before that song, there was a documentary called You Weren't There, and it was from 2009. It was a lower budget documentary, I think, but Screeching Weasels was one of the main bands that was in that one and gave their take on the scene. So they were in there with Naked Ray Gun and there's a couple other bands that were featured in that one. But that one's a good one. There's a lot of cool documentaries out there. I don't know if there's any that come to mind for you, Brian. You seen any good documentaries about punk scenes or punk music? Or?
You put me on the spot now. Just try to think of some documentaries.
Because there's another one I just watched too about the. It was produced by Billy Joel from Green Day, and it was covered more of the California scene with. With those bands and those guys, but yeah, I mean, check them out. They're on, Amazon, with Amazon and stuff now. You can find all sorts of stuff. So
for sure, yeah.
This one was called "You Weren't There," and it was a documentary about the Midwest punk scene. So that's kind of going with what we're doing. The song you just played was Chicago. I know we got two more at least we can play from Screeching Weasel. So
yeah, which one you ready to hear the next one? Here we got "The Science of Myth."
Okay, yeah, this one's pretty good.
All right. Let's do it.
If you ever question belief that you're not alone, but you ought to realize that every myth is a metaphor. In the case of Christianity, it to the end of an existence valley, the spiritual matters are a traitor to history.
That was The Science of Myth from Screeching Weasels. One of their songs that has some message behind it from them. And they definitely cover a wide range of topics with all their songs. They have, like we said, like 12, 13 studio albums since 87. They're supposed to be coming out the new one in 2020, so something to keep an eye out for. I think you can definitely hear the influence of the Queers in their music, right? I mean, they pretty much sound pretty spot on to what the, you know.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of references to each other.
And they're buddies, too, right? Didn't we find that out?
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Ben Weasel
and Joe from Queers, yeah. they team up all the time and stuff, too. So two really good bands. And we got one more song from them we'll play real quick. And do you got any other tidbits about the band?
One thing I learned while I was just kind of looking up before we started talking here was that the guitarist Jughead from Screeching Weasel was actually in an improv group in Chicago called Too Much Light Makes a Baby Go Blind. That was pretty interesting that I didn't know he was doing that. And I think they stopped doing their thing in 2016, but from 96 to 2016, he was doing improv with them. Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
Just staying active one way or another the Chicago scene, I guess, right? So there's probably some overlap there, punk music and improv. So that's cool, though.
Some doing some on stage, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Making contacts, too, I'm sure. So, but, you got another one?
Yeah, let's hear the next one. We got What We Hate. Here it goes.
Why We Hate from the Screeching Weasel. It was off their 1991 album, so that's been out there for a while. If you haven't had a chance to listen to them, or maybe they're one of those bands that, you know, you used to listen to a ton and kind of got lost in the shuffle there, but definitely a good band to listen to, something that'll take you back to your punk roots, and they have deep roots here in the Midwest, and especially with Chicago, and they got something new coming in 2020, so that'll be really cool, and we're obviously going to keep trying to bring new bands and highlight some new bands, and we're looking for input on that, but we're going to try and do, like today we just do, you know, bring up some bands that we know of. Brian's been around in the punk scene more on the Illinois side for longer than I have, but he knows some people who've played in bands, so we're going to try and get them on. I know some people who've played in bands, so you know, we'll try and bring on some guests, have people call in. We'll try and do that, but we definitely are going to try and keep this going and promoting it on Facebook. They can find us on there.
We'll try and find some local acts here and find us on Facebook. At our Facebook page is Midwest Punks Podcast. You can, it's a fairly new page, but you can see our logo at the top.
Pretty cool looking logo from our buddy over at JR Brand Goods. He hooked us up with a really cool logo, and so we'll share some. He's got some really cool shirts and designs and stuff he does, so we'll make sure and share some of that on there as well. But yeah, he definitely came up with a pretty cool logo for us, and so just type in Midwest Punks and look for that, or go directly to
Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook.
So, and we'll share some, we'll share these episodes from Lakeshore Public Radio's website, and we'll share some playlists, you know, like Brian said, we'll
get some Spotify playlists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, just some stuff we come across. I know I always come across some good memes, and I'm in a couple other Facebook groups, you know, that have ties with punk music. So we'll just do that. But, to play us out, I think we mentioned it earlier, but I have a, my buddy Billy Cox plays in a band, Zombie Schoolboy, and they opened for Chevelle, and Lights Over Bridgeport was the other opening act at Festival of the Lake in 2018. So we got a few minutes here till we're done, so we were just going to kind of let this song play us out. Brian pulled it up while we were talking. This is Billy's been in bands ever since we were in high school together. I mean, he's got a couple different projects going on now, but he's... this band, they opened for, like I said, Chevelle, and then they opened for, Newfound Glory. Oh. They just opened for Newfound Glory somewhere, too. And then they just played I think it was Snooze Fest, which was like punk music in pajamas, but it was like a fundraising thing. It looked pretty cool. So find them on Facebook, too, but maybe we'll have Billy and his bandmates on. But for now, Brian, I think this was a cool episode.
Yeah, episode 2 down.
Yep. And
hopefully people are enjoying the show, you know.
Yeah. And we'll see what we can do, and we'll be back with more. But otherwise, we'll talk to you then. We'll let Zombie Schoolboy take us out. So, Brian, this was fun. Definitely enjoying it, and hope you're enjoying the good music too, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Your secret is out. Whoa, it's hard to survive on those cute little lies. But tied up your tongue all this time. Whoa, dirty little liar, your face makes me sick. Set yourself on fire, let's burn down this bridge. Dirty little makes me sick. Say yourself a fire.